Joining us once again, our gray marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Kim, a lot of folks are confused about things going on in the market. They think it should be going up. It is going down. Help us sort out why that's happening.
Well, the market has, fallen off over a dollar in the last several weeks. A lot of people are saying, why are prices going down with the crop conditions so bad? And what we've seen is that we came into early December with the funds holding a lot of long positions in both corn and wheat, and they started liquidating those long positions, and they liquidated them throughout the December time period. So with very little change in the supply and demand situation for corn and wheat, the funds were selling their contracts. There was very few buyers. You know, we talked about the holiday time period, a very thin market, and therefore prices fell.
Okay, so if you want to be grumbling about prices, you're grumbling about the funds.
That's exactly correct. It's it's the funds' fault that prices fell. But we also got to remember that it's the funds' fault that wheat prices were up in that $8.50 and $9 range for a while, because the funds were buying. They were increasing their long positions during that time period, and it gave our producers to sell wheat at $8.50 to $9, when without the funds, they wouldn't have had that opportunity.
All right, but that price brings up this point. When a producer goes out and they see a field looking like this, bare and looking bad right now, they're looking at that June price contract and thinking, this should be going up. You know, we have a low crop. Why is it, you know, still dropping there?
Well, the July price is going to follow the March price, and the corn price is down. But what we've seen is that the current price, you can forward contract for harvest deliveries somewhere around $7.60, $7.65, $7.70. If you look back over the last 5 years, let's go back to 2008. The average June price was $7.93. In 2009, it was $5.75. In 10, it was $3.75. And I think that's a case of the funds being almost record short and driving the price down too far. I think it should have been $4.40, but still it's $3.75 in 10, $7.62 in 2011, and $6.48 this last year. Now you average them out, you got $6.31 for 5 year June average price. If you can forward contract for $7.60, $7.70, you know, that's $1.30 to $1.40 above the average price. So the price is still relatively high, and it's above that relatively high, and they're offering $7.60 because of fields like this.
Okay. Now, yesterday, to shift notes, we had a very big day at the USDA. Several important reports came out. What is that going to mean for the market?
Well, it's going to set the stage for the market for the next couple of months. It's going to build a foundation. What we see prices do on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to go to levels that are based on these reports that will be the starting point that price for we're looking for at June. It's going to be the starting point for that price level to either go up and down from that point.
Okay. So what prices are you keeping an eye on?
I'm watching the March contract, that $8. Once we break through that, then we got another 50 down to $7.50 for support. We break 750, we can go down to 7. To get the current price, take 50 off of July contract, looking at 820 and 770. Take 50 cents off that, and you've got the June average price, or the June predicted price.
All right. Good information, as always. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.